Part 1, Chapter 17. Empty Cupboards, Full Tummies.
Missy, there's nothing in the kitchen to cook.
I had just returned home from the radio station in Liberia when Doreen greeted me with those distressing words. Her brother was on the staff at ELWA and had asked us if his sister could live with us when she came to the coast from up country to attend high school. No high schools were in the interior of Liberia at that time. We enjoyed having Doreen join our family. She was a Liberian Christian teenager and said she wanted to serve the Lord. She usually cooked our supper when she came home from high school in Monrovia, but the cupboards were empty. She was right. We had nothing to cook. She went on,
"What will we do? What will we eat?"
"Doreen, we must trust the Lord to give us something to eat. We have not missed a meal yet, and I'm sure the Lord will take care of us now. Just go ahead and set the table, and we'll see what God will do for us." I had no idea how the Lord would provide our need for food that evening, but I was sure he would not fail us. Doreen gave me a puzzled look, but she did as I asked and set the table for supper. Just before Roland came home for supper, there was a knock at the back door. When I answered the door, one of our missionary ladies stood there. "Arlene, I was wondering if your family could come to our house and help us eat our meal. We had invited some friends from town to come for supper, but they just sent word that something had come up and they're not able to come. We have everything prepared, and it's too much food for our family to eat alone. Will you please come and join us for supper?" Doreen heard what the missionary said to me, and her mouth dropped open in unbelief. I must admit that I too was astonished at God's abundant provision for our need. The Lord has been faithful to provide for our family and for the radio ministry in many wonderful ways through the years. He did it so many times and in so many different ways, I cannot begin to remember them all. But I will tell you more stories of his provision for our family while we were in Liberia. It was time for our scheduled vacation. The mission recommended we take 1 month each year to rest and recuperate in a little cooler climate. Liberia is 6 degrees above the equator, and along the coast we receive between 200 and 300 inches of rain each year. The climate was very oppressive and drained everyone physically. We planned to trade houses with a missionary family from another mission up country in the jungle, while they enjoyed our home on the beach of the Atlantic Ocean. We missionaries in Liberia usually took 3 weeks for a vacation in Liberia and 6 weeks for a vacation in the middle of our term at the mission rest home on the Kul Plateau in central Nigeria, 2,000 miles away. This gave us an opportunity to be refreshed both physically and spiritually. When we went up country, we had to carry all the food and other supplies we would need for our stay there because there were no grocery stores nearby where we could purchase our food. We had just one problem on this occasion. We had no money with which to purchase our food and supplies, and we were scheduled to leave the next day. "Lord, please help." We believed it was the Lord's will for us to take this trip up country the next day. So we asked the Lord to help. We decided I would go to our little store there on Radio Village and shop for the things we needed, while Roland went to the radio station to check the mail to see if the Lord had provided money for us. We were not expecting anyone to send us money, But by the time I had my cart filled with groceries and supplies, Roland returned, waving some cash in his hand. The Lord had done it again. We had enough money to pay for the groceries and gas for the trip in the car. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. After living in our home in Radio Village for more than 12 years, we long to have more opportunities to minister to unsaved Liberians outside of our mission campus. By then, we had almost 70 missionaries and 200 Liberians living and working together in Radio Village. We enjoyed most of our interaction with them, but the Lord burdened us with a desire to reach out further. As we prayed about the matter, the Lord spoke to Roland and me separately, laying it on our hearts to move away from Radio Village and rent a house in the Monrovia area. We would still continue our radio ministry, but would be more available to unsaved people. Our co-workers did not think it was a good idea for us to move. They said, "How will you manage? You don't have to pay rent here in Radio Village, and the rent will be high in town. There will be a lot more expenses there." We told them, "We know God wants us to move, so we know we can trust Him to take care of us." The Lord did take good care of us. He sent extra gifts from friends, which covered our rent. He also provided a new car for us, a station wagon. Our previous car was a little Toyota Corolla, which was too small to carry our expanding family. Besides our family of six, we now had three Liberian young ladies living with us. Doreen was attending the university by this time, and Lucy and Miriam were attending the high school in Monrovia. Of course, that also meant we had more mouths to feed, and the cupboards became empty more often. But did we miss any meals? No, not at all. One day, someone brought us a live goat, which we butchered and had meat for the family. Another time, Doreen went up country to visit her family. When she returned, she came bearing gifts: a couple of live chickens, 50 pounds of local rice, and a large bag of oranges and grapefruit. The Liberians were very generous people. The Lord provided in many other ways as well. When we moved to the city, we were concerned about the dusty dirt street in front of the house we were renting. Roland had major allergies, and the dust would be devastating to him. But again, we had to trust the Lord. He had directed us to this house, and somehow He would take care of Roland's allergies. What a surprise we had when we came home from Radio Village one day and saw a crew working on the street, laying down asphalt right in front of our house. We did not expect anything like that to happen for a long time to come. The Lord even provides for our health and well-being. Only trust Him. He is trustworthy. The Lord gave us many opportunities to share His word with others after we moved to the city, but that is another story we will tell in the following chapter.